seasoned veterans, one of them relatively new to this area, but two of them quite well known, doing all original music, at least for us. So we'll spend some conversation with them. We'll hear some preview of an upcoming album from this group, but we're also going to hear them live as recorded, plugged in with a drummer in Studio C, the little room that could. Glenn Salas on bass, guitar, and vocals. Evan Woodward on bass, guitar, and vocals. John Bartlett on percussion and jokes. They are folked up. Let's take it back less than 24 hours to Studio C.
Said all I want to do, yeah, all I want to do was kiss you in the starlight on that beautiful night. Said all I want to do, yeah, all I want to do was kiss you in the starlight. I've never seen our heights quite like yours before. Well, I've never seen our heights quite like yours before. Like that great big old blue sky colliding with the ocean shore. Tiny blue mountains that roll all over your back, and the two hands holding on to your heart, did they protect you from an attack? Thank you. said, all I want to do, yeah, all I want to do was kiss you in the starlight on that beautiful night. Said, all I want to do, yeah, all I want to do was kiss you in the starlight on that beautiful night.
This one's called Big Sur Vibrations. All right, you ready? Big Sur vibrations, the communication between nature and man, where the ocean meets the land, like those fingers stretched out across the sands of time. Take some time and separate yourself from society. Go amongst the trees and breathe reality. Listen to the river as it rolls. Big Sur vibration, the communication between nature and man, where the ocean meets the land, like those fingers stretched out across the sands of time. Rhythm, it came from the water. I heard the rhythm, it came from the redwood. I heard the rhythm, it came from Henry Miller. I heard the rhythm, and it came from the ocean waves.
Big Sur vibration now. Big Sur vibration.
Well, actually, Evan and I met during the solar eclipse, what, a year and a half ago? And we were at a party, and this some dude at the party said, "Hey, man, I know where to go and to watch this eclipse." So the whole party went up there, and two groups kind of went apart. One group went my way, and one group went Evan's way. And from Evan's group, I heard some Pink Floyd playing. And what's better than Pink Floyd for a solar eclipse, right? So I knew there was somebody up there that was doing something good. And on the other side, we were playing recorders and spacey kind of stuff, too. So that's where I guess we first heard each other's thing.
Yeah, and so, and you know, we had mutual friends, and they're like, "Well, Glenn plays music." And I was really interested in getting a band together. And so we started talking, and we got together and started playing and put a lot of stuff together. I think, we've got a unique thing going because Glenn and I both write and sing and have been in bands previous, and then over the summer, Glenn found out about this awesome drummer named John, and we thought we were auditioning John, but little did we know that John was, like, born to make awesome music. So John was really auditioning us, I think.
Yeah, it actually goes back a little bit further than that before John steps in here. I've only been in Albuquerque 2 years. My wife and I moved here 2 years ago. The first time we went to a club, there was this unbelievable drummer playing. I mean, this guy really, I've played with a lot of good drummers. This guy was just amazing. He just amazed me, his dynamics and everything. So,
And then he left and Bartlett came in?
Yeah. That's right. So anyway, a year later, we were looking for a drummer of some sort, and somebody from Malamania, who's going to be playing with us at the chemo next week, suggested this dude she knew, and so I went to his website, and it was that same guy I'd seen the first time I ever went out here in Albuquerque. So,
wow,
there you go.
That's convenient.
Evan and I started playing original stuff right away. Evan said, "I got some stuff." Oh, you know, Evan had a dobro, and I have this song that's been kicking around for 10 years, and I just never could figure out what to do with it. And I've always learn different instruments just because the instruments fit the songs. And this song, I just didn't know what to do with it. So everyone walks in with a dobro, and I said, "Oh, right, that's it."
And we've really worked the dobro in on, some of the live sets that we've done, and we're going to play some dobro next week. Glenn has this really beautiful song. It's called Silence, actually, and we're going to play that one. And we do a pretty... We're going to do almost all original music, but we are going to do a pretty awesome cover of Folsom Prison, where I play the dobro, too, because it's got a real nice vibe to it. And so, well, I guess we met like a year and a half ago, and Glenn and I worked for several months, a couple times a week, and then we all started playing with John over the summer and started recording over the summer, and the first record's almost done. We just got to master it and throw a few more additional vocal tracks on it, and it's good to go. So
yeah, it's been about 15 months since Evan and I first started playing together, right?
And we've had some great gigs. We've played at Low Spirits, which is a really wonderful place to have in Albuquerque. They're bringing in some of the best bands from around the country that are, unsigned or on small labels. We also played, Glenn got us a gig in the Albuquerque Museum. That was really fun, and we had a really eclectic audience, all ages, and that was a really fun gig.
And they didn't walk out. None of the ages walked out.
We had some nice house concerts, too. Those were,
yeah.
That's right.
Particularly
that's
like
how
those.
We started out with the house concerts.
Well,
kind
lady, can you see me crying? No way, but I'd be lying if I said life was never trying. But here's how I find the silver lining: by telling jokes. Telling jokes. Loopholes and inside dealers. Crooked bankers, tax cut deceivers. Hypocritical political leaders. Obviously, we have a need for telling jokes. Any kind of jokes. Telling jokes, knock knock jokes. Telling jokes, elephant jokes. Telling jokes, little willy jokes. Telling jokes, anecdotes. Dirty jokes, ethnic jokes. Dumb blonde jokes, political jokes. Knee slapping jokes, I'm fooling with folks. With elbow pokes and puns, I eat these in Afghanistan. Hunger in the Sudan. Dick Cheney never went to prison. I can't sleep, please, Mr. Sandman. Tell me some jokes. Now, any kind of jokes. Okay, usually people do an instrumental in this kind of break, but this time John's gonna tell a joke.
So, Willie Nelson, Napoleon, two Swedish blondes, a Catholic priest, a circus midget, a 200-pound gorilla, four nuns, a Jewish rabbi, a 12-inch pianist, Adolf Hitler, and a talking dog walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "Hey, what is this? Some kind of joke?"
Groucho glasses in bed, lampshade upon my head. I make a noise, it sounds like I farted. Don't laugh, you'll get me started. Telling jokes. Now any kind of jokes. Telling jokes. I can get through life, you know.
You know, for as many instruments as we lug around, we're pretty low maintenance, and we, you know, Glenn and I, we write set lists, and I think one of the most fun things about being in this band is really being a fan of each other's songs and stuff. And just wanting to make the sound better on everybody else's songs. And so when we do sets, we try to accommodate for different songwriters and different instrument switches. So there's some cohesion to the to the flow, you know.
But next time you might have to knock out a wall, because John plays, he's a crazy marimba player.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to work that in somehow. But
crazy is the operative word.
Crazy. Yes. Yeah.
He has a marimba orchestra, actually. One of his many musical projects.
Yeah, I got a few things in my closet. Come over to the house and I'll show them to you.
Malamanya is a group that we had them here around Thanksgiving in full effect. As we hope to have you before next Thanksgiving. But tell us a little bit about this other group that's coming all the way from Sweden.
Well, there are two-thirds of them are coming all the way. It's a little bit of a long story. Let me give you a minute or so. It's identical twins who came to Roswell as exchange students in high school. And one of them met a girl there. So he finished high school, came back, and they got married and set up a homestead. And so his identical twin and their cousin still lives in Sweden. So every winter, they come here and tour the Southwest. And then every summer, they tour Europe.
Very, very nice. Now, what we've heard on CD, on their recording, is very much sort of almost a folk rock style. But my understanding is that what they do on stage and are likely to do on Friday is quite a bit different.
Yeah, they on the record, they have drums and a few more instruments. But in concert, when I've seen them a couple, two or three times, it's just the three of them. One of the guitar players does play kick drum while he's playing guitar, but it's a much folkier thing. Mm-hmm. Call it, Folkadelic is what somebody was calling it.
So, and this is sort of kind of a debut for Beverly Salas, I suppose, as far as rolling out her work as a producer. How are you involved in that, Glenn Salas?
That's what I keep asking myself. Well, you know, Bev is a woman of many talents. And, you know, when we came from Maryland and we produced concerts back there, we had an amphitheater in our backyard. But that's not really her thing. It's just we live near the chemo. We love the chemo. And we saw these two other groups. We love those two other groups. And Bev loves us. At least two of them. So we decided, hey, let's have a party.
I don't know where you've been to. Sometimes you give me
hoped for. Just a shot, just an ounce, just a dram of redemption. Whoa, redemption. Redemption. Whoa. Redemption. Whoa. Redemption. Redemption. Whoa. Redemption.